Aircheckdownloads.com.
Radio 1. These are Radio 1's greatest hits until 10 o'clock this morning. Underway, Eels, Spice Girls. Your chance to win the autographed Boyzone back catalogue by answering one simple question for a simple show. Faith No More and Blue Boy, Remember Me.
At Radio 1.
Things are about to change. A music revolution.
97 to 99 FM.
Radio 1. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Faith No More. Easy. On Radio 1's greatest hits. To win an autographed Boyzone back catalogue, answer this question. Which member of Boyzone have I shared a hotel room with? It's true, it's not a lie. One of the members in Boyzone I've shared a hotel room with. Guess the name of that young man and you can have the autographed Boyzone back catalogue from Radio 1. So if you want to win the autographed Boyzone back catalogue collection, which member of Boyzone have I really shared a room with? This is not a joke, it's true. 0500 110 100, if you're a Boyzone fan, you'll like the prize. Strange enough.
Going over to Susan's house.
We have a winner!
That's Eel, Susan House at Radio 1. Hey Ma, look at me, I'm playing pop records. Radio 1's back catalogue this week, autographed Boyzone back catalogue. Not just the Boyzone back catalogue, but the fact that it's autographed. It's a must for all Boyzone fans. Eileen McCormack from New Biggin by the Sea in Northumberland. We had to get some double entendre in here somehow. Eileen McCormack, you're our first ever winner of the Boyzone back catalogue. Thank you. There's more tomorrow.
The world of stereo is filled with spectacular sound surprises.
Across the UK.
Which member of Boyzone have I shared a hotel room with? His name is Keith. Eileen, I've no idea how you know, but please don't sell the pictures. Radio 1's greatest hits. Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There. Eels, Boyzone, Faith No More, and Blue Boy since 9:30. Dodgy and U2 coming up.
The update.
Radio 1's global update.
Tonight on the global update.
They wear big glasses and they like lemons.
U2 at Radio 1 with Discotheque and Radio 1's greatest hits. By the way, if you've never heard me before, but you've heard about me, but you've never actually heard me on the air before, don't go thinking I'm crap or anything. We're just playing Radio 1's greatest hits. I'll be libelous and illegal in about 5 minutes' time.
In 1976, a small man from Brighton invented a breakfast cereal that would change the world forever. He wrote to Kellogg's, who bought the recipe off him for a staggering £4 million. From there, the man went on to invent cheese, potatoes, glass, and those key rings that beep when you whistle. But what is this man really like? How does he think the way he does? Where are his plums? Find out in Mike Smith, The Legend, tonight at 9 on BBC Two.
Smile with us in the morning.
Hello.
Here on Radio 1.
After Kevin and Zoe, at every morning at 9 o'clock, Radio 1's greatest hits, or as we like to call them, Radio 1's biggest hits, just to get our breast references away. Last one before we start the fun. It's like waiting for the roadshow. It's dodgy and good enough. For Comedy Day's baby cousin, Bethan in Cheshire. Hello, little Bethan. That was just for you. Dodgy and good enough. And there's more tomorrow morning at 9. Radio 1's greatest hits.
On Radio 1. He's very rude. Eats his food in the news.
With women, loves watching them swimming.
He will tease, he will please, he will ease all your Chinese.
He's cheeky and crass with a mighty fine ass.
Hello.
Chris Moyles.
Morning.
Savior of Radio 1.
It's 10 o'clock, we can start the show.
Wow.
I've been so pleased to have done an hour of radio playing hits and then get to start the show. It's quite a weird sensation. All I do for the first hour of this show, from what I see, I've never really noticed when Sam Amayo does it, because like, he's Sam Amayo, he's a god, he's a father, he's a vicar, he's the man, right? But all you do is they just give you a load of 50 pences and you just feed the jukebox and that's it. You sit with your feet up drinking coffee and smoking cigars. Or in Sam's case, smoking coffee and drinking cigars, because he's mad! Anyway, hello, I'm Chris Moyle, saviour of Radio 1. On the show today, we have On This Day in History coming up about 20 past 10. True or False, our regular feature at quarter to 11. And we'll be trying out a brand new feature to the show. Robin Nelson, who write all the comedy ad-libs that Sam Amayo does. We're going to have Robin Nelson's Guess the Punchline slot at about 10 to 11 this morning. Now, potentially, this could be very funny, because we were in the pub on Friday night. We all got very drunk. Robin Nelson have written a load of jokes, and they read them out to us, and then we got to guess the punchline. They do the setup. For example, Robin Nelson go, I'm not saying my wife's fat, but... And then Dave and I had to come up with something funny.
It worked really well on Friday.
Yeah, but then again, we were absolutely trolleyed out of our heads, so it might not be as funny today. But hey, I'll give it a crack if you will. Said the vicar. At 11 o'clock, I'll come back to that in a minute. We've got the 11:33 drink break, and we've got maybe Sugar Lumps, and we've got lots of songs. At 11 o'clock this morning, right, you have to wake the neighbours. You have to bring the kids back from school. You have to stop if you're on the motorway and wind down the windows. If you're outside, you've got to turn the radio up very loud. At 11 o'clock this morning, we'll be literally, quite literally, tugging at the nation's heartstrings as we tell a beautiful story about somebody called Tony in our new 11 o'clock feature, Our Tone. You like it? Yeah? See, we're not just a couple of monkeys. We've actually put a bit of effort into this show. Well, from 10 o'clock we have, anyway.
Check this out.
The official number one on the UK's official Top 40 station.
Then it goes a little something like this.
Radio 1.
Here come the new songs! Mamma Mia! Run DMC.
Aircheckdownloads.com.